Mission.
Is not 9:05. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I have an extraordinarily loud cat still locked up in Kitty P prison. Maybe you can hear her. Somebody wants to be released from Kitty P prison. Are we going to be able to do that? I don't know. We're going to have to go check on the cat here in a second. But first things first, and the first thing we need to do is, of course, go to the numbers. So let's ask our favorite numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 585. Number 591, number 801, number 809, number 812. Thank you.
You are welcome, numbers lady. What do you think about that? Oh, my cat could hear the numbers. My cat's like, oh, I want to talk to numbers lady. All right, so now we got to go see what the cat's doing. Oh, my God. You know, I just woke up about half an hour ago. I ate some food, and I was in here, and then I started hearing crazy Kitty Yang business. Let's hold the microphone up to the Kitty P prison door. Is there a kitty in there? Are you a kitty in Kitty P prison? Oh, of course, now she shuts up. Now she's just, mew. Oh, I'm a demure little kitty. I'm delicate and fluffy, and I'm full of love. Yeah, that's... Is that what's going on here? All right, here we go. Into the kitty pee prison cell. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're so fluffy. You're so nice. Okay, Pippa, how are you this morning? Are you being a good baby? I'm looking around on the floor for kitty pee. And I'm not seeing any again. That's good. Looking around. Yeah, hi, bro, to you too. Well, how are you this morning? I think my cat is feeling better because she was going meow crazy. But oh my God, you need a bath so bad. This is not even funny. My cat, her front end... her bib under her face is kind of crusty with little droplets of the medicine because we don't like to get the medicine and we spit it out and we cough it up and we say, oh no, we don't like the medicine. And then, of course, the other end, which is very tinkly. Oh, you got a lot of cat pee on your butt. You're going to have a kitty butt bath at least. You know that, right? Oh, my poor cat. She's been so sick. And now she's going to have to take a bath. Huh. That's going to be a problem because my cat does not like to take baths. Like many cats, but some cats really do love to take baths. And I can see that she's been sitting up here on this counter. I'm walking around in cat litter, practically, because you kicked a lot of kitty wheat out of the kitty box, huh? Oh, my God, look at your butt. Oh, my God, look at her butt. So you know you're going to have a kitty bath at some point, right? Okay, you're a good baby. Yeah. Yeah, you're acting like you're feeling a lot better. You look like you feel a lot better. I'm wondering I'm wondering if I should discontinue her medication. And the only reason I say that, as I escape from the kitty cell, the only reason I say that is, and I gotta call the vet too, because I'm angry. I am actually angry. I'm just now remembering this. I discovered this last night. When I got... when I got the medicine for the cat about a week ago, I left the vet with three boxes of stuff. And basically, these are boxes that have little bottles in them. And the little bottles have some powder in them. And you need to mix it with water to make the medicine. And so, the doctor did this for me on one of the packages. Just one of them. Just mixed up one of the bottles of medicine. Because the medicine has a shelf life. Once you add the water, it's only good for about 2 weeks. Okay? So I had used up that first batch yesterday, and last night I had to mix up a new batch of the medicine. Tobe's in the basement mixing up the medicine. And that's why I had to go get the distilled water from the grocery store the other day. So I'm standing here mixing up the medicine, the fresh medicine for my cat. This would be Biomox brand amoxicillin from Virbeck Animal Health. And when I'm sitting there, standing here, just like this, looking at the bottle, I notice that the bottle says, for use in dogs only. And so then, I'm looking at the box, and right here on the box, it says, for use in dogs only. So is that why my cat got sicker after I gave her the medicine? Or what's going on exactly here? And who do I need to kill? So, somebody's going to face the wrath of our hero. How am I going to go about doing that? How am I going to... It does not matter. It does not matter. It does not matter. No, no, no. I'm just going to pretend in my mind that these are competent doctors who went to animal doctor school and were actually like the best people in the class. And they're the house. They're Dr. House of cats. And the doctor said, oh, I'm the rule-breaking son of a gun who gets miraculous results. And then my doctor said, yes, I'm going to give this guy with a cat some dog drugs because the dog drugs will work better even though it's a cat, even though the manufacturer of the medication insists that it's for use in dogs only. Right. So, whose ass do I have to kick? So, I'm glad my cat's not dead from taking the wrong medicine, because it's not kitty medicine, it's doggy medicine. And, the doctor told me to call her on day 5. I do believe that today is day 5. So when I call her, I will also say, are you aware that you gave me drugs for dogs? Good tea. I love drinking tea. And speaking of tea, I was kind of thinking about, I don't know, going on some kind of tea adventure today or tomorrow, this weekend. I was thinking about going down to this one store that I have not been to in a long, long time. It's called Mekong Market. And it's far away. It's on the other side of town from me. And it's not that far, you know. It might take me 20 minutes to get there, 30 minutes to get there. I don't know. But It occurs to me, I haven't been there in so long that I should check to make sure this place still exists. So we're going to search for that on my computer real quick, having to type one-handed. You can hear my cat in the background. The door to the Kitty P prison cell is only like 3 yards behind me, so my cat's back there. Alright, yeah, maybe. Yeah, and they've got, looks like they've switched to seafood mostly now. Yeah. Alright, so, maybe I'll go down there. Because, what's today? Yes, as of today, they have live blue crabs, $4.99 a pound. Live oysters, $2.99 a pound. Fresh catfish, $4.29 a pound. Fresh large shrimp, $5.99 a pound. What's the count on those shrimp, old man? So maybe I'll go down there today or tomorrow. And, you know, look for some tea. Man, I got sinus craziness going on today again. I tell you, last couple days, my sinuses have been extra weird. I mean, extra strange. And I'm wondering, do I have a head cold? Do I have an atomikaze? Oh, is it because I drank a cold beverage last night at 2:30 a.m.? I've got the headwind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Headwinds are fun, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can hear my cat yanging in the background, yang, yang, yang. Row, 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 row. And the worst part of it is, here we have it. I know it's Saturday. I've got crap to do. I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Back up in the kitchen now. I'm going to check the weather. Can I go outside today? Can we do something outside? And yeah, okay, the weather is almost like 40 degrees Fahrenheit, so that's easy to be outside and doing stuff and blah, blah, blah. What else do we got to do? When does that game start? My game starts in about 15 minutes, right? What time is it now? It's 19:45 UTC. Okay. No problem. My game comes on here in a little bit. And in the meantime, over here on a different channel, I've got a movie that I've been dying to see for a while now, but I have not had the opportunity to sit down and watch it. It's been on TV a lot lately, and it's either on during one of my games or when I'm doing something else, or it's on during Dubious Goals Committee, or it's on too early in the morning, and I haven't been able to see it. It is a sequel, and I don't know what to think. It's on right now, and I did catch a little bit of it, and I thought, yeah, I really want to see this. What movie could I possibly be talking about? You'll never guess. I am talking about My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Yes, I've been wanting to see this because I reluctantly watched the first one. I don't remember why I even watched it. I think it was on TV one day. There was nothing else to do, and I thought, okay. I always liked John Corbin. He was always kind of a good actor doing cool guy characters and blah, blah, blah. And so I watched the movie, and I ended up really liking it, just laughing my head off because, well, you know, if you personally know any Greek people, some of this film is going to be very familiar to you. And it's a funny movie. It's fun. It's crazy. Lots of great characters. A lot of great characters named Nick and Nikki. Right, so I've been wanting to watch this sequel. but I haven't been able to get around to it. Haven't been able to squeeze it into my busy Tobesque schedule.
Oh, and check this out. As I take a look at the TV schedule, guess what movie's coming up next, right after my big fat Greek wedding 2? Fool's Gold. Yes. Starring Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson, Donald Sutherland, and Alexis Zaina. Sweet. So I can watch that. Fool's Gold is like one of my favoritest dumb movies ever. It's dumb just because it's, you know, dumb. But trust me, it's absolutely brutally hilarious. If you're me. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Drama. She asked him to the prom.
Yeah.
She wins. Yay, she gets
Great.
The guy.
I'll pick you up, Bet.
No, it's okay. I'll pick you up.
No, I'll pick you up. No, let's pick this up.
Sorry, what's your name?
Paris.
Oh.
Brutal.
That hurts. But he was looking at a girl who kind of looked like her, but trust me, this one's much cuter, and I love her little choker necklace, too. That's just great. So anyway, I know what you're waiting for. You're thinking, Tobe, you don't have time to squeeze my big fat Greek wedding 2 into your schedule, but you're going to make time to watch Fool's Gold, and you always have time to watch 90210. Aren't we going to, you know, watch some 90210? No. We don't watch 90210 on the weekends when we have such gems as these. Which reminds me, speaking of gems, what day is this? Do I have the right thing? No, I'm holding the wrong remote control. All right, we got to go up to the Godzilla channel. Checked. Oop, Land of the Lost is on. That's not Godzilla, but at least there's a dinosaur in it. And some wacky science. Scrolling up slowly. Bundesliga. Leverkusen versus Dortmund on the Espanol channel. Got Six Nations rugby today. And now I'm distracted again. What are we looking for? Oh yeah, Godzilla. Duh, it's Saturday. We gotta check for Gojira. Gojira. He's your favorite giant mutant monster. He's the kaiju kicking ass in your town. As long as your town is a coastal town in Japan. Yeah. And no, it doesn't look like we're getting any Godzilla today. Ooh, but look at this. Nosferatu is on tonight at 1:30 a.m. on the Godzilla channel. Sweet. Yeah, all right. So we might have to do that tonight. But it also occurs to me that it is Saturday, which means we've got motorcycle racing to watch. And when does that start? Sweet. It's late tonight. So I can watch motocross racing, and then that gets over. And then I have an hour's worth of time to watch, Premier League highlights. Okay, this is all working out for me. Then I can watch Nosferatu. The night is scheduled. It's a win all the way around.
Your presents.
On the big one.
Okay, so all the girls are in the...
Love from Dominic. XOXO.
Are in the beauty parlor.
Who's Zoxo?
Who's Zoxo?
I don't know. Okay. One more layer, and this won't move till your next wedding.
Yeah, that's a judicious application of hairspray. That is a Tobe-style application of hairspray. Well, you know, back when I used to use hairspray.
And this is gonna last you till you graduate college.
Okay. Yeah, that's a
Paris,
toxic cloud.
I hear for college you're staying in Chicago. That's good. Are you close to home?
She was thinking about going to Northwestern. I don't know
you
where she's going.
You look pretty on your big day, Aya.
Anymore.
Yeah, I really, really, really want to watch this movie, but I can't because, I gotta do stuff, and there's stuff that needs to be done, and there's dubious goals committees to be chaired, and there's music to be listened to. So, what kind of music are we going to listen to today? Well, what with this Greek theme we have going on, we might as well listen to some Greek music. I like bouzoukis. I like dancing to souvlakis. I like throwing plates on the floor and eating souvlakis. I can dig it. I love Greek stuff. You know, obviously I love Greek stuff. I play a bouzouki, for God's sake. Well, yeah, it's an Irish bouzouki, but bouzoukis are bouzoukis. Give me a break. The only difference between an Irish bouzouki and a Greek bouzouki is the decoration on it. But this is a problem. This is a problem. Now I'm getting hungry for Greek food. Now I want to go to Jim and Jenny's. My favorite neighborhood Greek restaurant. I can drive there in about, well, I mean, if I'm driving there lawfully, it takes me about a minute and a half to get there. But I can be there in 30 seconds if I have to. And that's what drives me nuts. I'll call them up to place an order at off times, you know, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. When the rush, lunch rush is over and the dinner rush hasn't started yet. And I'll order something to go, like a gyro, which, you know, takes all of them 2 minutes to prepare, right? And I say, okay, we'll have it ready in 10 minutes. No, you won't. It'll be ready in 1 minute. And that's the thing I used to do. They would say that, and then I would stand around going, okay, it takes me a minute and a half or 2 minutes to drive there, so I gotta wait 8 minutes, and then by the time I go there, get the food and bring it back, now it's cold. So yeah, when you call them at off times, just show up as soon as possible, or just walk in and make the order, because nobody's doing anything. That's break time. Jim's usually sitting in the corner, not his real name. He's usually sitting in the corner drinking some coffee, taking a break, reading the newspaper, getting ready for the dinner rush. I love my local Greek restaurant. It's so wacky. And the food is so good. It's just crazy. And it occurs to me I haven't been there in a while. And wait, what day is this? What's happening? What's going on? I may be going there soon because my cousin is coming into town with his family for one of his daughter's volleyball tournaments. His oldest daughter, plays competitive volleyball. And once a year or twice a year, they have a tournament in my town. They live, I don't know, somewhere in Colorado. So they all come to watch volleyball. Which means, yay, we're all going out to eat a lot. So, Where do we always go to out to eat? Well, there's only a few different places, and Jim and Jenny's is one of them. Yum, yum, yum. So I'm going to have some Greek food soon, and we'll probably go to Farmer Brown's. I'll probably have a steak. And geez, what was that weird barbecue place out in Elkhorn? That place was pretty good. I think I mentioned this last year about this time. I ended up eating at a barbecue restaurant that I've never eaten at before. Way out in Elkhorn. Elkhorn used to be the town that was northwest of Omaha for many decades. And then about 5 years ago, Omaha annexed Elkhorn. Oh yeah, and the Elkhorn Separatist Front is still really angry about it. The fighting drags on today. But we were out there because we were out in Elkhorn because the volleyball tournament was out in Elkhorn. Then we thought, oh, well, we can eat at this place. And so we went to this place. And it was good. I was surprised. I thought it was good. And they had good sauces. You know, it wasn't, you know, just stewed meat with ketchup and brown sugar on it. Oh, look, it's barbecue with liquid smoke. Now, this is actual real barbecue. And they had like more than half a dozen sauces, and pretty authentic ones too. So I was really happy about that, and I had a pretty good sandwich. Did I eat the brisket, or did I have the pulled pork that day? I don't remember. Normally I'm a pulled pork guy, but a couple years ago I started getting hooked on eating brisket. Just because there's this one particular barbecue place up in Benson that does pretty good brisket. But, oh yeah, they had good stuff at this place in Elkhorn. Good pickles. And I'm still having that pickle thing where I'm starving for pickles all the time. And, what else did I have that day that was good? I had that good brisket sandwich, and were there corn fritters involved? There was some other weird side dish involved. Was I eating fried onions? I don't even remember. Let's listen to some more of this bouzouki action, though. This is pretty hip. Need to jump right in here one more time and tell you that not only is this making me hungry for Greek food, it also makes me want to play my bouzouki, which is upstairs. Do I feel like walking that far? And how long are my fingernails right now? Oh, not quite short enough. I don't feel like doing my nails. This is not the Dubious Nails Committee. No, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Coming up next is the Sound Show with MJT, so stay tuned. As for me, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.